An average of one school shooting happens every week in America, says a recent report from Every Town for Gun Safety. The advocacy group seeks to reduce gun violence. The report lists 150 school shootings that have happened since the end of 2012. That December, 20 young children and 6 staff members were murdered in a shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. It was the second deadliest mass shooting in United States history. The latest mass school shooting happened on October 1st in the state of Oregon. 9 people died and 9 others were wounded at Umpqua Community College. That marked the 45th school shooting in America in 2015.
School officials across the country do all they can to protect students. But for one elementary school in Northern Virginia, the opening of a nearby gun store has led to fear, protests, and anger. Franklin Sherman Elementary is in the small community of McLean, Virginia. The school keeps all doors locked during the day. It has security cameras at the front entrance. Teachers and students practice monthly lockdown drills to prepare for what to do if an active shooter enters the building. In early October, Nova Firearms opened in McLean, less than 20 meters from Franklin Sherman. Jane Strauss is a longtime school board member at Fairfax County Public Schools, which oversees Franklin Sherman.
The gun store itself sits, its property directly abuts the Franklin Sherman Elementary School, and it isn't as though there's some big playing field or football field between the gun store and the school. The back property line is about 50 feet from the cafeteria and the classroom windows. You can see the elementary school clearly from the gun store.
Hundreds of parents protested on the store's opening day. They argued that it is too close to the school. Some said they did not feel safe enough to send their children to Franklin Sherman. The manager of Nova Firearms, Rachel Dresser, says her store has done nothing wrong. The state of Virginia permits firearms to be sold in any area that is commercially zoned.
The community response, which was extremely unexpected, I did expect some people to maybe not be as excited,
right.
But I did not expect this level of resistance and animosity.
What happened in McLean represents one of the most divisive issues in America, gun rights. The Second Amendment of the United States Constitution says, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed." Each state has its own gun laws. For example, some states offer licenses that permit a person to carry a gun, either openly or as a concealed weapon. 8 states and the District of Columbia require background checks before a person can buy a gun.
After the shooting at Sandy Hook, a Gallup poll found that 58% of Americans questioned feel that laws on gun sales should be stricter. In the most recent Gallup poll, taken after the shooting in Oregon, 55% of Americans felt the same way, and 43% said they own a gun. The Gallup poll also found that 58% of Americans have a favorable opinion of the National Rifle Association, or NRA. The NRA is a nationwide organization that advocates for the rights to own guns.
On the day of the Sandy Hook shootings, an emotional President Barack Obama addressed the nation. In his speech, Mr. Obama demanded meaningful action.
As a country, we have been through this too many times. Whether it's an elementary school in Newton or a shopping mall in Oregon or a temple in Wisconsin or a movie theater in Aurora or a street corner in Chicago, these neighborhoods are our neighborhoods and these children are our children. And we're going to have to come together and take meaningful action to prevent more tragedies like this, regardless of the politics.
A month after the shooting at Sandy Hook, Obama announced several new measures to help keep students safe. Among other policies, he urged Congress to restore a ban on military-style firearms. But the NRA directed resources, including money, to fight the firearms ban, and won. The group regularly works to defeat politicians who speak out in favor of stricter gun laws.
The issue of gun laws took center stage earlier this month in the first debate between Democratic presidential candidates. Candidate Hillary Clinton criticized opponent Bernie Sanders for his position on gun control. In her words, he is not at all strict enough. I think that we have to look at the fact that we lose 90 people a day from gun violence. This has gone on too long, and it's time the entire country stood up against the NRA. The majority of our country supports background checks, and even the majority of gun owners do, Clinton said. Shortly after the school shooting in Oregon, President Obama said he was considering an executive order on gun access. The president's order would require dealers who sell a high number of guns to have a license from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. It would also require dealers to perform background checks on their buyers. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has called the president's executive order a move to take your guns away.
Back in McLean, Virginia, Rachel Dresser of Nova Firearms says business is better than ever. After the protests and media attention, she says more people know about the business.
They wanted to be on the news and get their point across, but at the same rate, they put us on the news and got our name out there. And it brought awareness to us on both sides.
Dresser also says sales go up after school shootings and other gun tragedies, especially after politicians speak about the need for stronger gun laws.
Mostly we see an increase in sales because there's an increase in rhetoric regarding gun restrictions. Mm-hmm. And so people want to make sure that they exercise their right to purchase while it's still there.
For Jane Strauss and parents of students at the nearby Franklin Sherman Elementary, that does little to ease their fears.
You know, you think of Sandy Hook. And then we just had this other loss of life in Oregon. And how do we protect ourselves against people that, you know, randomly, you know, want to harm our children?
I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Jonathan Evans.